Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile, and it's our first time getting a chance to see the Kansas City Mavericks this season, and I'm happy to be joined by a good friend of mine, the head coach of the Mavericks, Tad O'Had. And Tad, you and I were just talking, man, is it so nice to be able to see a team that you don't ordinarily see over the course of the season?
Oh, it is. It's refreshing. You know, last year, you know, we saw Wheeling just one time, just came in, came out, and it's just nice to have a variety. You know, oftentimes you spend so much time in your division. Oddly enough, we play Iowa a lot. They aren't in our division, but, you know, we see them a lot. So it's nice. I think it's important for not only the players, but the fans, but the team. It allows us to pre-scout and really see what else is out there, and excited to have Wheeling coming to town.
Fans in Wheeling may remember you as a former assistant associate coach with the Florida Everblades, now getting a chance to be the head coach here in Kansas City. Now you got your feet under yourself from the last time that we saw you. What have you learned the most being a head coach in this league as you start to get comfortable and really establish, build your team the way you want it?
You know what? That's a great question. A couple things is, one, in January and February, those time of year, it's real important to fill the holes. Teams get hit with sickness, call-ups, injuries, and you've got to constantly, it's that ever-changing hockey league, you've got to constantly have next man up mentality. You've got to fill the holes, whether it's finding guys from, CIS, NCAA, you know, SPHL. That's one thing. The other thing is, you know, continue to build good relationships with your affiliate. And I'll tell you what, for many years, I've always respected the affiliation that Wilkes-Barre and Pittsburgh has with Wheeling. I genuinely mean that. I think it's one of the better and stronger affiliations in the league. They work with one another, not only from players, but from coach development standpoint. This year, I'm so fortunate. We have Seattle and Coachella Valley. And so try to look at that and try to build that. That's been something that I take a lot of pride in. We put a lot of time into that, and that's one. And then, you know, the other thing is just, you know, recruiting basis. This is a league in which you're just constantly recruiting. It's constantly changing. Every year, you know, rosters are turning over. And so those three things, I would say, are areas that definitely are different. A couple of years ago, I got the responsibility of GM as well. And that's a whole another, you know, aspect when it comes to budget, management, just the money aspects, way to make everything run. And, you know, it's making me a better coach and a better GM. So I applaud that.
You mentioned your affiliate, and you're with the Seattle Kraken. Now, it's not like these guys in the front office are just taking their first ever hockey job, and this is a whole brand new thing. But this is a team that's in its second year of existence. So what's it like working with an organization that's so new and almost trying to establish some of their own principles and maybe even learn what they want to do with their ECHL team?
Yeah, you know what? It's been exciting. You know, we were out at training camp. A guy like Ricky Olchuk, Ron Francis, both in Carolina. I had relationships with them when I was in Florida. We were the affiliate of Carolina and Charlotte. What's exciting about it is it's special what they're building in Seattle. I'm a Washington State native, so it's special for me. But just in 2 years, you can see the success that they're having. And then this year, they added Coachella Valley, which is really an expansion AHL team, and both of those clubs are doing excellent. And I really just try to learn, you know. I try to learn on what, you know, Seattle as an organization is doing to be successful, what Coachella Valley is. But it's also been terrific for the Kansas City fans because they've got a lot of draft picks. They've got a lot of young prospects in the pipeline. They were very helpful this year with regards to signing players and getting us some of those players. And we've been good in also developing, getting those guys minutes, and a lot of those guys are called up now.
I look at your roster too, and there are a lot of experienced players, even under AHL contracts. LaBerge, over 5 years pro. What was it like having those conversations and to be able to get that support from Seattle, from Coachella Valley, to be able to get some experience on your roster without having to blow out the salary cap?
Yeah, you know, I think that was one of the big things is that myself and Riley Wesolowski, his assistant, we know the ECHL very well, and so we were able to identify players that they needed to keep in mind. You look like a Pascal LaBerge, you know, a talented player in this league. Hugo Waugh, Nick Passageoff, McKenna, Jake McLaughlin. These are just some of the names. And so we've all got our kind of ties to them at some point. You know, our goaltender, Callum Booth, that spent time with in Florida. And so to be able to work with Seattle, Coachella Valley, and them to respect our knowledge of the ECHL, but also see that, hey, these are young prospects. Ultimately, our goal, I think all ECHL teams' goal, is to create a three-tier system. Your NHL, your AHL, your ECHL. And although all organizations don't look that way or work that way, we're striving to. And I would say that, you know, Wheeling is another one that does that. I see that with Idaho. I've seen that in Florida. You know, and those organizations that are able to do that, they usually have long-term success.
What's something that you look at as one of your biggest strengths this season when your team's having great success? Is there a style that you're playing that you like? Is there something that the team is excelling at well and beyond something else?
You know what? When we possess the puck and then when we play with pace. When we possess the puck, we can hem teams in, we can have success. And then when we play with pace, those two things. When we get away from that, that's when, you know, we aren't managing pucks well, we're slowing the game down. That's when we faltered. But when we've done those things, we've had success.
This is only my second ever trip here to Independence, Missouri. We got a chance to come here last year. What do you like about the city, the fan support, and playing hockey in this environment?
You know what? First of all, it's a big city, big pro sports city. We've got Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas City Royals, Sporting KC. We've got a great fan base. The Orange Army, we call it. This is a great arena. The next two nights are really going to be a good crowd. So I love their passion for sport in Kansas City. That's one thing. And then also, you know, the players love the city. They get to know the people. They get to know, you know, downtown. We've got a really great setup for guys, and they enjoy that. And then lastly, people always talk about, you know, the Chiefs and the barbecue. And, you know, our guys will go out and check out some Chiefs games. They enjoy that, you know, and we like seeing them have success.
You've done your pre-scout, I'm sure. What are you most curious to see about the Wheeling Nailers, watching them in person?
You know what? So pre-scout's been really interesting. And one of the things I like about them, they're aggressive. They get after it. They've got active D, and they compete. You know, watching several of their games, I like their compete level. I think both teams match up very well, and I think this is a great test for us. We were on a pretty good, you know, positive trend there, and we've hit a bit of a rut recently, and we have to work to climb that way out. And what better way to do that than against a team that competes for 60 minutes? It forces us to be better, and so I'm excited. I think this is a very good matchup, and over the next 48 hours, I think you're going to see two heck of good hockey teams go at it.
I'm excited to watch it, Tad. I really appreciate you taking a chance to spend some time with me today, have the chat with our fans, and also to be able to shoot the breeze. You're a great friend in this business. I'm excited to be able to watch your team play my team here this weekend.
Thank you, DJ. You do a great job, and your fans are lucky to have you call every night. Wish you guys all the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tad O'Had, the head coach of the Kansas City Mavericks. Tonight's Unified Bank Profile. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.